Well, it's the closest we'll have to a royal wedding this year, and the rumour mill has been spinning for weeks. Princess Kate, that's the Duchess of Cambridge's sister Pippa Middleton, is getting married to businessman James Matthews this weekend. The ceremony will be held at St Mark's Church in Englefield, and the reception will be at Pippa's parents' estate. And we don't really know a lot else, to be honest. Princess Charlotte and Prince George will be page boy and flower girl, and Kate Middleton won't be the maid of honour. Pippa has a no ring, no bring rule. So that means if you're not engaged or married to your partner, then you can't bring them. I guess that keeps the numbers down, doesn't it? Sounds all very sensible. But it appears Prince Harry's girlfriend, this is Meghan Markle, she did get an invite. Sarah Haywood is a celebrity wedding planner and is with us now. Hello to you, Sarah.
Good morning.
So how much do we know about Pippa and her style and what type of wedding she might opt for?
I would say she'll go for a very traditionally British wedding. So there'll be plenty of hats in church. I expect the men will be in tailcoats. It's rumoured that there'll be a bit of a break between the ceremony and the reception in the evening. And I hear it's a black tie do. But apart from that, I don't know very much.
The Daily Mail is reporting that the wedding's costing around £330,000, so give or take just over 600,000 New Zealand dollars. How much luxury do you get for that sort of money?
Well, no venue fees, so everything's going on the do. I understand there's a marquee in the garden that could take up about a third of that budget, so I'd imagine they're going to drink some nice champagne, they're going to eat some lovely food. I would imagine this is the type of wedding where favours can be called in, so people will be doing what they can. I wouldn't say unpaid, but I'm sure the florist will be giving it an extra special go. I'm sure there might be someone who's willing to sing a song for them. So it might be that although it's still quite a lavish wedding, they might be getting something even more lavish than they're paying for.
And Kate's not in the bridal party. Has that been a bit of a surprise?
It used to be quite traditional among British weddings that if you were already married, you wouldn't be a bridesmaid. So I wouldn't say I'm surprised, but I wouldn't have been surprised if she was either. But maybe that she's, I heard that she's actually reading in the church. She's going to deliver a reading.
The wedding dress, of course, will be what everybody's looking for. We remember back to when Kate and Wills got married.
Here we go again.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, all eyes were on Kate. And then, of course, her sister turns up with this rock star figure and kind of took everybody's eye. Everyone was talking about her. Any ideas on who might have designed Pippa's dress?
It's Britain's most closely guarded secret. I mean, I hear that people are whispering that it's a British couturier called Suzanne Neville. I don't know. That would be Pippa's style. And I'd say her biggest challenge is she made such an impact at her sister's wedding and really did look sensational. But she's probably under a great deal of pressure to look better than she did on her sister's wedding day.
No pressure. Now, the guest list is relatively short, I guess, at around 150 guests compared to obviously, Kate and William's wedding. And they've kept that numbers down. I quite like this sort of no ring, no bring. So in other words, if you're not married or engaged, don't bring your partner because, you know, let's face it, half those partners will be gone in a couple of months anyway. But one person who did get an invite who's not engaged or married is Meghan Markle. Now, this is Prince Harry's partner. Now, that's interesting, isn't it? Can we read anything into that, Sarah?
If it's true, then I guess she is the bride. It's her prerogative. She can set a rule and rig it herself. Maybe it's the first time that we're going to see such an acknowledgement of Harry's girlfriend as his partner. I don't know. And it could all just be the rumour mill, which at the moment is some kind of feeding frenzy because there's so little known about what's going to happen on Saturday. The press are grasping at any streamer that they can find. So who knows? It may not even be true.
We shall see. Sarah Haywood, celebrity wedding planner, thank you. Interesting, isn't it? She's marrying James Matthews. Now, he's 41 from a very, very wealthy family. He was a former race car driver. Then he turned into a financier. He now runs a London hedge fund, darling. So quite a bit of money there, I imagine. But the wedding of the year, I think, all eyes on Pippa's dress. And as Sarah said, can you imagine? She made such an impact at her sister's wedding. Very fitting dress. I wonder what she'll go for this time.